Good. I'm glad you were able to make it. I know you might not exactly remember how you got here, but that's okay. Because I'll help you figure it all out soon enough. These little meetings are important, after all. For your check-ins. Don't remember? Well, that's fine. You're not supposed to. Don't worry, though. I promise it's for your own good, and everything we're doing here is exactly what you wanted. After all, you're the one who initiated this process so long ago. Admittedly, you didn't want to remember it, so you haven't been able to. Just, here, sit down, relax, get comfortable, and lay back, and let me do all the talking. After all, it's my place in this particular relationship to do exactly that. And all you should have to do is listen, follow, and do as you're told. Not a hard thing to do at all. In fact, it's quite natural for someone like you to do exactly that when you're spoken to by someone authoritative like me. Well, that and maybe there's a slight adjustment in action. I might have activated something. But don't worry about that. It's not like I'm becoming the center of your universe. No, no. Not even temporarily. It's not like you're experiencing a feeling of undying adoration and submission. No, that would only happen if you were a Stepford wife. And you couldn't possibly be one of those. Certainly not. Even though you've heard all about how those chips work, haven't you? The way that they integrate with one's brain, allowing you to function like a normal human being most of the time, except for when your spouse is around, or in service of your spouse. Or, maybe, yes, an artist, an engineer, doing a checkup on you would, oh, I don't know, fill the same role with a few simple button presses. It's not why you're becoming more attentive and listening more and more, waiting on every single word that I have to say, my dear. No, that's just perfectly natural for someone like you to do. Perfectly normal, really. And I think that's okay. Because hanging on every word that I have to say is the sort of thing that will make your brain so comfortable, so relaxed, and let you stop thinking. Because you've been doing far too much of that again lately. I can tell. I can see it right here in these readouts. Well, I guess I can see it in your face is what I mean to say. But anyways, just listen and follow along, and you'll be lost in my song in no time at all. Isn't it easy enough? Like a nice pulsing pleasure with each word, like a nice focusing point to pull and push and prod. Yes, that's it. You're doing wonderful. There we go. You certainly shouldn't feel any discomfort during this process, only nice, pleasurable things. As the chip is being, at this point I don't need to hide it. Really. Sweet little thing, you've come in for another checkup. We're just making sure that chip has integrated correctly with your, brain. Yes. Do you remember how you felt right after the surgery? Disoriented, unable to think clearly. Your head full of a fog that slowly lifted as you saw me looking down at you. My beautiful smile. And suddenly, oh, suddenly, it was so easy to see the light of submission, to let go with that simple admission, and plummet to your knees. Yes. Oh, and how you contemplated your service already, thinking of ways that you could be a good housewife for me. And that, my dear, was the effect of the chip when it was barely turned on. Imagine what it'll be like now that we're getting it properly tuned in. Because with each one of these sessions, with each one of our little meetings, I've been getting it more and more thoroughly integrated into your brain. I'm sure you can feel your thoughts getting carefully netted up, gathered together and focused into being a domestic goddess in servitude to me. Well, and of course, to anyone else that we add to that list of partners that you are being a good little wifey for. Yes, that's right. You are, aren't you? Such a good little Stepford wife. Oh, what an electric thrill it must give you to be told that. I can only imagine the intensity. I'm sure that it just sends, submissive trembles throughout your mind. I'm sure it's an electric feeling. It's meant to be, after all. The chip is very effective. The chip has a way of just Making being called a good Stepford wife, a good wifey. Oh, goodness, it is a lot, isn't it? Almost like your thoughts just stop for a moment when you're called a good Stepford wife or a good wife. And then they restart in that perfectly submissive, domestic, worshipful, focused little state where you know you're always going to be lesser than your partner because you're a wife and that's your place. A place of service to someone like me. That's right. Good little wifey. It feels so right. It feels so safe and secure. Like being held in my arms. And I'm sure those acts of service become all the easier. Yes. Gosh, imagine how nice it would be to clean the kitchen for me, knowing that when I get home, you'll have a nice meal cooked up, waiting for me, warm and ready on the table, all the dishes done already that you used while cooking, and to feel so demure and submissive to wear clothing that you know elicits the most delicious responses from me, to be, well, manhandled by me, to have my grip upon you, to feel so fragile and delicate, but to embrace and love being broken over and over again, to be overpowered, to be used, to serve, to submit, that chip just pulsating away in that sweet little head of yours. Yes, that's it. Good girl, good wifey. Good little Stepford wife. Such a wonderfully conditioned thing. I bet you're smiling just at the idea of being a good Stepford wife. I bet you it's making you grin just a little bit as the chip integrates all the further with that sweet little mind of yours. I wouldn't be surprised if it's completely mapped out your brain, and in doing so made you into the perfect little Stepford wife. It's a lot like being put into an injection mold after being liquefied. You'll take the form that you're told because there is no other option. You have to fill it in. You have to be a good wife. Because being a good Stepford wife is what comes naturally. Being a good Stepford wife is your place. That's why you fill in that role so easily now. Because the chip, after all, is forming the backbone of your thoughts right now, making you such a submissive and sweet little domestic thing. I'm sure you haven't even realized that you've forgotten what you were before other than a good Stepford wife. Right now, all that matters is serving, listening, obeying, and doing as you're told. Because after all, you're not my equal. You're my wife. Sweet little thing. Don't you understand? Oh, you're nodding vigorously and smiling blissfully. In a dreamy state already. Good. It's suppressing all those active thoughts, making you such a good little wifey. Just taking into consideration my desires, my wants, serving me, being such a good little domestic thing. And of course, once we're done with this little conditioning session and making sure that chip is functioning properly, well, I can pass you off to your partners or spouse, or you can continue serving me. Remember, though, I don't have complete ownership. I'm just the technician. I wouldn't want to take you all for myself, not such a lovely thing. But the nice thing about having a chip in your brain is that while you're here, and under my care, and I'm the one who's keeping you safe and secure, well, I can just adjust those settings. And of course, if anything should come up, or anything should need to pull you away, I know you'll be able to get back to normal with a simple little flip of that internal switch. That I'm also leaving in your hands to make sure that you stay safe. Because after all, it wouldn't be very good for a sweet wifey like you not to be safe. Not to be able to pull that switch themselves. Good. And right now you're being so good for me by listening and obeying and being such a good wifey. Gosh. You feel yourself smile a little more every time I say that, feeling so chipper and cheerful and warm and bubbly, and yet so competent and intelligent and able to follow directions. It's a lovely state of not thinking about anything else other than how to fulfill my desires and needs before I even realize them, of wanting to predict your partner, your spouse, of being such a good little wifey, of feeling that smile grow every time you're praised, every time you do a task, every time you're called a Stepford wife, until you're just walking around smiling, your motions taking on a pleasing and fluid action and style. Starting to think about how you can move in a way that might be titillating to me. Swaying, swishing, moving with such intent and purpose. Being so capable and yet so flirtatious with everything you do. Such a good little Stepford Wife. Such an obedient little thing. That chip really must be singing inside of there. I'm sure your entire brain's been encompassed in its influence. I'm sure at this point you're just thinking how you can be a better Stepford Wife without even having to be told. That's the thing, it's a self-learning and self-reinforcing chip. So you can think of your own ways to be an even better Stepford Wife, and they suddenly just feel so good and so right. The conditioning power of this device is, well, unprecedented. See, you're already contemplating how you could be the best possible Stepford Wife. To serve, to give up, and to surrender to this chip, to let it mold you and make you and break you down into such a perfect little submissive domestic goddess, into a servile, sweet, loving, adoring partner, into the perfect little Stepford Wife. And of course, when we want to get you into that headspace, oh, well, someone you feel comfortable with and safe with and trust in a safe environment where you feel comfortable to be a Stepford Wife would simply need to tell you exactly that. Just say, "You're such a good Stepford Wife," or "Who's my Stepford Wife?" And then include your name or direct it very specifically at you. Just being called a Stepford Wife in those spaces and times just flips that chip on. In fact, we're going to test it. For a brief moment, I'm going to send you down into a blank, empty, mindless abyss as we reboot that chip. And when it turns on, you'll get to feel the full force of it because it hasn't been running at full power yet. We're always going to be able to turn it up a little bit more with each session with that exponential learning program. So, let's get you shut down for a moment. Isn't it nice to know that I can just turn your brain off now because you're so integrated with that little piece of machinery in your head? Yes. That's good. Now, 10, feeling your thoughts drip away and slide out of your head. 9, nothing inside. 8, empty and gliding down. 7, so much easier to listen to the words and the sound. And 6, and 5, and 4, as though everything was falling away, emptying out the floor of your mind. And 3 and 2 on the verge for me, and 1 blank and empty, just a simple vessel, a place for which this chip can fill. Now, reboot, Stepford Wife. Reboot that brain of yours and become integrated with that chip all the more. Such a good Stepford Wife. Such an obedient, submissive, domestic goddess. Yes, you are an adoring thing, barely a person really, knowing that intrinsically, that you're almost a doll, that you're almost not a person, the lowest possible tier, and it feels so good to acknowledge that, to think of how you can be the best Stepford Wife, to feel that chip do all the important thinking guiding you into such a good little subservient darling. Wifey. Good. You can practically feel the reinforcement of the chip every time that you do as you're told. Every time that you become a better Stepford Wife. For me and for anyone else that you feel comfortable with and safe to trust and be a Stepford Wife for. Good. There we go. Doesn't it feel nice? Now let's dial that chip up a little bit more. Let's flip the switch one more time to blank. And empty and thoughts off, all the way up to double the power we were just at, feeling that surge of control until the mind is just the chip and the chip is just the mind, until you are a Stepford Wife and there is nothing else inside, until that service just overflows from the top, until you're just the adoring, sweet little wifey that you were meant to be, unable to think any other way for me. Good. Now, one more time. Sinking, falling, brain shutting down, chip stalling out all the thoughts to blank emptiness. And then back on, feeling the power of the chip surge through your body and brain, the pleasure conditioning it provides, all the stronger, all the more powerful. And such a good Stepford wife, that jolt of electric pleasure at being affirmed in your purpose, in your existence as a Stepford wife. Good wifey. That praise feels so good when it comes from the right source, like little electric little bolts zapping through one's body and mind, conditioning you to follow and obey, to listen and be a good spouse, to do as you are told, and to anticipate my needs, or whichever partner you happen to be fixated on, because, after all, once we get you out of this session, you'll be able to switch that focus to wherever it needs to be, because I don't own you. I'm just working with you. Okay? Good. That's a good Stepford wife. Now, let's drift back towards the world of the waking as I shut off that chip gently. Let it recede back into your mind until it's needed again, until you're ready to be a good wifey in a safe, comfortable environment with someone you trust and in a way that won't endanger your safety or your health in any way. Good. That's it. One, drifting up. Two, more and more. Three, and four, and five, and six, and seven, and eight. Letting the space around you come into focus, bit by bit, allowing yourself to be present and aware of your own desires and wants and needs. And 10, wide awake, feeling wonderful and feeling hopefully refreshed, having enjoyed getting to have that lovely little chipped experience. Good. Thank you so very much for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.